This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yo's, it's episode 22, Fifan, the Al Pitcher podcast. I'm currently in my son's bedroom recording this. How lo-fi and indie is that? How cool is that? How hipster is that? I'm just growing beard, and I've got some marijuana. I'm a hipster, man. We're just a free, loving family, yeah? We just embrace the world. We live off the ground. My son kicked me out of the lounge because he is doing a coya. He's still ill, if you want to know that. He's been sick for a few days now. But the news is that apparently he's told me we're going to Andy's Lekland. Andy's Lekland, if you're not a parent, keep away from Andy's Lekland. I mean, obviously, you know, it can be a bit weird if you just turn up as an adult to a playground. But Andy's Lekland is just chaos. It's got padded areas. It's basically a nightclub for kids. It's a mosh pit for kids. And I keep on saying kids because it's really shit for adults, because you just sort of sit there and you just hope that they don't get stuck. What it is loads of tunnels and slides and trampolines, but it's designed for kids, obviously. It's like a Hobbit's tunnel world, right? So what they do, the kids, is they just piss off into the nearest kind of corner. And it's happened to me like two or three times now where they've just said, are you the father of Frank? Is Frank, are you the papa? I'm like, oh, nay. So then you run and you can't find him. And it's like Shawshank Redemption, you know, you're kind of sliding down through mud. And then it turns out he's having a shit. And that's why he was shouting your name from the toilet. Somebody just walked past. So he decided it got too much for him. Instead of coming to me and saying, Papa, I need to bice, he's now just screaming in a toilet and I've got to clear it all up. So, if that doesn't put you off, I feel like I am putting people off parenting. Or not parenting, as fact. I mean, parenting is something you have to do if you do have a child. You can't just give up on parenting. But you can decide not to reproduce. I don't know if you know this. You know, I don't know if I am the voice of the Lord at the moment in your ears telling you news that you didn't know, meaning don't create if you don't want to. Doesn't make any sense. Just don't create if you don't want to look after something. So if you don't want a child, don't have one, because then you have to go to Andy's Lekland. And that can take years off you. You can get very angry. I get angry within seconds, basically. Although I'm quite calm. I'm quite a cool, laid-back dude. Yeah, you know. I am not the angriest of men. And this includes things that, like yesterday, I did a show in Gothenburg on Wednesday. It was quite nice, actually. It was a company show for a place that helps with they're called Visit. And awesome audience. Really great crowd. But then there was a game of football on, and they said, I'll stay for the party. And I'm not a party guy, you know. So went upstairs, watched football. I think I even had a bag of cashews. Yeah. Rock and roll. And then woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Dry. No water. Dry. Mini bar. Dry. So I just had to do the old tap water. Swedish water apparently is some of the world's finest. Especially around Gothenburg. There's a lot of it. So then I wake up, I'm in a good mood, hotel frukost, I'm just banging on those eggs, you know, eating the gurkha, I'm having a coffee, life is good, I'm smiling to people, that's what I'm doing, feeling good. Then I get, you know, get to Gothenburg station, I see there's two trains delayed, you know, but they're arrivals to Gothenburg. So do you think I really... I mean, I apologize to those people, but, you know, 34 minutes delay. I'm like, you can deal with that. I've got no problems. I'm on my way to Stockholm. I get to on the train moves, and then it stops. And then the announcement comes. And we stay. And we stay. The long story of the short story of the long story is 3 hours. 3 hour delay. Okay. So it's supposed to be in at 1:30. In at 4:30. And apparently you can hunt them down. Not hunt them down. Yeah, you hunt them. You get a special kind of thing and hunt them. But I did watch, I mean, it's just, if you're thinking about traveling to Sverige, if you're thinking about, you know, having a holiday here, you know, maybe I've sold the idea that the Swedish people are wonderful, which they are. Listen to this, right? Listen to this. Just be prepared. Give yourselves a couple of extra days for mishaps, for travel, because that's what happens in this country because of the trains. Now, my train was from Gothenburg to Stockholm. That's kind of west up to sort of going up towards the middle, right? I mean, it's not even in the middle. Stockholm, you feel, is quite high up the country. Nej, fy fan, it's nowhere. That's south, basically, to centre, right? The delays were from the north, and that trickled down. That trickled down. Can you believe that? It actually affected me from the north. Fy fan, SG. You non-timekeeping proud-teed bastards. Why? Why? So yeah, that's about as angry as I get, to be honest. Just do a kind of operatic kind of why, and then I leave it, you know. So I was delayed, but it was fun times. Talking of fun times, I'm setting up. Oh yeah, fun times. I'll tell you this. I'm not very, you know, I'm not Mr. Experimental, okay, in my life, right? If someone says to me, here, try this dry roasted cockroach or something, you know, like, or try this is moose testicles soup, you know, I'm very much a person that says, nah, okay, I don't even after 15, go on, try it. I'll still stay there. You know, I won't move, right? It happens with the Swedish fisk thing, sestroming and herring, that kind of fish that can make a cat vomit, okay? Have you ever tried giving sister on? Like, a cat just stares at you, puts its paws up, and just says, "Seriously, what the fuck is this? Get me some cat food. I'm not eating this." And then just pushes the dish away. That's a true story, by the way. That was me and Tiddles in 2014. Before he left, departed this world, jumped from the roof. No, he didn't. I didn't even have a cat. I had a cat once, but we've talked about that. Rocky. And had to get rid of him because he was fighting with his mum, Daisy. True story. I'm not very experimental. But last night, you know, because I was late for some reason, it was almost like therapy. We made some ice cream, right? You might say, yeah, so avocado ice cream. I repeat, avocado ice cream, which sounds like a password you'd tell a fighter pilot, isn't it? As they go over a certain area. Avocado pilot, you know, avocado ice cream, not avocado pilot. That'd be a bit weird. So yeah, had some avocado ice cream. And I can honestly say, folks, it tasted like shit. That's right. There's two things you shouldn't mix. Don't mix avocado and ice cream. It's like gin and grass. It's like chocolate and snow. They just don't go together, okay? So don't experiment, you know? And we take it out of the freezer, don't we? It's all frozen up. The kids are excited. It's glass, it's glass. I'm like, but it's avocado, you little shit. It's avocado. And they're not massive fans of avocado. Anything green, apart from the Hulk, they won't touch, right? And Shrek, okay? So they're having none of it. They're like, no, no, no. They taste it. They're like, no, no, no. And my wife is very kind of, go on, keep trying, go on, you know, like that. And I can sense when a child is wild. I can sense when a child has had enough. Okay, so I just leave them, but my wife is like, go on, try. So they have they've had one spoonful. They think it's like, you know, the devil shit basically, and then they after even a little bit of bribery, I think, like, oh, you can watch a little bit of TV, something like that. They go again. They go again. To try it, and I'll be honest with you, the results were bad. Yeah, the results are in, and they are bad. It's like Eurovision, and you're waiting for the results, and you get nothing, you know. That's coming up too, isn't it? Melody Festival, where everybody that's ever sung a song gets together, and they sing really bad. They sound like an elk prooting in the fog. And then they say, actually, we're going to have a losers semi-final. So although you've lost and you got no votes, you're going to be through. You can go to, you're going to Örebro. And they go there. And then the Swedes, every Saturday at like 7 o'clock, they sit there and just get obsessed. I love it. I love the idea. That's what I love about Sweden. They have traditions which they are stuck in, but they don't really understand them. I love that. Keep, you know, it's like the coffee. The coffee has to be strong. The coffee has to blow your mind. But weirdly, on the train, you're 3 hours late, and there's coffee. It's almost like, you know, that moment when you're in the desert and you can't find any water, and then you look up and there's a, I think if a Swedish person was lost in the desert, they'd see like a coffee place, like Wayne's or something, like a big plunger of coffee. Oh, and they walk there. It's an oasis, you know. which I always think when I hear Oasis, I think of the band. So I always think you'd be in a desert, you'd look up and go, it's an Oasis. And then Liam Gallagher would be there going, you gotta roll with it. But that's drugs talking. Very funny thing I put up on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, I hope you do. About a guy who'd written in saying, I think it's very tough on Lance Armstrong. You know, we should congratulate him. He's won all those. He's won everything by on drugs. You know, we should be congratulated. When I'm on drugs, I can't even find my bike, which I thought was just wonderful. I like that kind of jokey, wokey dokey stuff. A lot of people asking me about New Zealand, right? So I thought I'd just do a little. It's going to be a bit of a shorter pod, you know. I think we're doing two a week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So just keep it short. All you have to do, stick your earplugs in. Earplugs? Headphones. God, I don't know what it is, but my vocabulary, the words I'm using are in a little box now. I don't seem to be adding words. Do you get that? I mean, there might be some words that I get, like, is like shalonga dungading, which is something you can bring up at a party. You know, one of those words, you know, where you're trying to impress someone and you're like, yeah, but, you know, the album was very shalonga dinga ding long. And everyone's like, wow, what does that mean? You're like, well, it's actually the German word for a child in the woods screaming like a wolf. And they're like, wow, that's a beautiful word. And then they take that word and that becomes their party word, right? But I seem to just have these maybe 250 words that I just keep in my head and they just pop out. So I apologize if you're hearing the same words. Nah, you're not, are you? Because it's different. Of course it's different because it's just me talking. It's not like there's two people here. Wow, that's a bit of insanity. Bit of cabin fever kicking in. In the pod. One thing I want to tell you is I am doing some shows. If you want to see the shows, want to come and do the show, you can do the show if you want. I'll sit in the audience. If you want to come and watch me, all the shows are at alpitcher.com. I've got something I'll announce. It's a show. If you're in Stockholm, keep April 15 and April 16 free and come and see my show at Raval. I'm going to film my stand-up. It'll be the best of all the stuff I've done. I've never actually put it on film. So it'll be, you know, from the Nemen tour. It'll be, all my favourite bits I love to do. So please try and keep that free. I really need you to come along. It'll be a ticket. You have to buy the ticket because we have to hire the theatre. We have to pay for the cameras. I don't do comedy for money making anyway, but It would be great if you come along. So I'll have more details. I think it's going to be next week. I'll be able to tell you how to buy the tickets, but try and keep those days free, you know, if you can. If not, you know, if something comes up, you know, if something comes up, you bloody go and enjoy yourselves, right? Here's one thing I learned about Sweden, right? You can't name your child IKEA or Elvis in Sverige. Did you know that? Which is quite obvious, really, isn't it? I mean, why? I mean, I can understand. Do you know what? I think the Elvis thing must be bullshit. Because I would call my son Elvis. I think that's kind of cool. I don't know about IKEA. I mean, IKEA is a ridiculous kind of name for a child, isn't it? Where are you off to this weekend? IKEA. Yeah, where did you guys get this? IKEA. The kid's like confused, you know. And he'd get so much shit, wouldn't he? At Dargies and stuff. Oh, here comes IKEA. Oh, he looks upset. Let's put him together. Yeah. So people want to know about New Zealand, right? New Zealand is a beautiful country, if you want to know that much. New Zealand has, it's miles away. It's a day away, you know. One thing we do, which I didn't really know this, but we deny people visas to live there if their body mass index is too big. So if I put this in government talk, if you're too fat, you're not coming in. How weird is that? How unfair is because you get these people before and after, you know? You know the massive big people that, you know, are like 100 kilos and they've got like four boobies and they're massive, and then they do that thing. I saw an Instagram photo of me and I decided enough was enough. And then they lose all this weight. They just drink fish juice and eat tree, and they then get really skinny, and they always have that photo next to them, you know. And it's always a story like the boyfriend, look what you've missed out on, you know, as though she's doing it, you know, for the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend. She's doing it for herself. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Normally, sometimes those before photos and after photos, you sort of think, they actually looked better before. Do you ever get that? When you're like, they don't look that good now. They look like a Hoover, like a vacuum cleaner. Damsuka, is it? Just kind of sucked their face, you know? Like a internal Botox job. So, yeah, if you're a little bit... I didn't actually know this, but I wanted to tell you stuff about New Zealand. I found this, that they do that. 90% of New Zealand people are friendly, so that's a true fact. 82% of them will allow you to stay in their house, which is a nice touch. A few things we've done Lord of the Rings, that pumped in 300 million into the economy. That just boosted us, thank you for that. There was a guy, I think it was in Hamilton, who, New Zealand guy, who broke into a radio station and he held the manager hostage, and his only demand was that the radio station played Rainbow Connection by Kermit. It's a true story, right? That's the kind of New Zealand story, I'll be honest with you. If you're looking for a... We all seem to pop up with those kind of stories, you know? Like the frog, with the frog ISIS, basically. I think he got his demand. I think they played it for a few hours. But it was kind of serious, but it must have been kind of a weird phone call to the police, you know? What's he demanding? He's demanding money, freedom. What's he demanding? He wants to play the Kermit song, Rainbow Connection. Oh, Barry. Has he been drinking again, has he? So, we seem to do a lot of those mad, small mad things, okay? Things that you can't write or you don't think because you don't think they're going to happen. I remember we got three dogs. This is a New Zealand story as well. We got three dogs from a shelter, you know, for dogs that have got problems. They haven't been treated well, you know, not problems. They haven't got like acne or, you know, or bad breath or something, or they're a bit depressed. Well, they are depressed because they haven't been looked after. If you've got a dog, just look after it. I haven't got a dog, so I don't look after it, okay? If you've got a dog, look after it. So, the cool thing was that they set up this car, and they set up this track, and they made it so the dogs could drive around the track to show how intelligent the dogs actually are. Oh man, imagine the money, the effort, you know. Why don't you just show a dog with a bit of violin music underneath, you know, you know, that gets you more, doesn't it? To me, that gets your attention more than you're watching and thinking, I wonder if he's fun. I wonder if that dog can drive a car around a track. Nah. Fun. Very good. Look. The dog's driving. Oh, we need to get that dog. We need to get that dog just in case we're in the pub. We're a bit drunk. We've still got the car keys. How are we going to get home? We'll get old little Rover here to drive us. Because he can drive. That's why we got him. So, you'd sit there watching TV going, "Oi, Rover, pop down to Ica, will you? We need some dog food. Get some yourself or need some goodies." Ridiculous. Okay? Absolutely stupid. You know about the religion, the Jedi religion. That's another one of New Zealand, you know. And we're good. We're good, you know. We don't really get into... We've got a wizard. That's right. We've got a wizard in Christchurch. And that's all you need to know about New Zealand. We haven't got hobbits, okay? We finished the filming and we threw them all away, okay? Put them in a big bin and we said, go away. But don't be scared. If you see a hobbit, don't be scared. We don't have snakes or spiders. We have spiders, but not the, you know, not the Australian ones that can kill you. We've just got ones that just kind of cuddle up and a nice... Our rugby team's called the All Blacks. Our basketball team's called the Tall Blacks. Our badminton team are called the Blackcocks, which is was an awkward situation we got ourselves involved in. So if you're thinking or you need more information on New Zealand, this is the official guide. I have given you the info that nobody else is willing to give. I just thought, do you know what? I get so many people asking. I get a Facebook message nearly every week from someone going, hey, we're going to New Zealand. What shall we do? And I just thought, do you know what? I'm going to do a pod. I'm going to tell people in the pod that this is what to do. So that's it. That's it today. Episode 22. We're doing all right, aren't we? 22 episodes. Shortened, lengthened, doubled, troubled. During this, I have needed to go to the toilet quite muchly, okay? A Swede would probably stood up and, you know, do that kind of, ja, Master Bajsa. But me, I've just held it in, shall we say, which is not a nice kind of thought. I'm doing some shows in Linköping and Halmstad next week, February 6th. Linköping Comedy Festival. Get behind this festival. It's a new idea, so get behind it. Actually, new fact, New Zealand, we split Ernest Rutherford. He split the atom. He was the first person to ever split the atom. But here's the connection with Sweden. In 2011, a man was arrested for splitting an atom in his kitchen. I love the Swedes. Like, what are you doing? Leffe, what are you doing? Are you making avocado ice cream? No, I'm splitting an atom. Oh, yaha! Va! And then he was arrested. What a legend. I think this country is full of those people. And they should never, ever give up. It's been an absolute joy, absolute pleasure. I hope this part of it has been recorded. I think it has. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a great, great Christmas. Episode 22, all over for you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.